السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد خاتم النبيين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث قدسي: قال الله عز وجل: الصوم لي وأنا أجزي به. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الطاعم الشاكر كالصائم الصابر. وفي رواية: الطاعم الشاكر في درجة الصائم الصابر، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، رب زدني علما نافعا، اللهم إني أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب لها ومن هؤلاء الأربع. أما بعد، my dear respected brothers and elders, Alhamdulillah, through the grace and through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are almost towards the end of the month of Ramadan. Allah ta'ala has given us this opportunity in this year, alhamdulillah, after 2 years of difficulty, where we were thinking, will the masjids open, will the masjids not open, what will the situation be like? Allah ta'ala has given us the ability to participate in all of the jama'at activities that take place inside of the masjid. For this we need to indeed express gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because as we have seen, when a person performs salah at home, when a person performs salah by themselves, when a person performs salah without the jama'at, the same barakat, the same blessings, the same level of faith that a person has, it does not remain. A person's faith drops. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he gave the example of salah with jama'at, he said, if a sheep is by itself, then it's much more easier for the wolf to come and attack it. But when a sheep is with the flock, then it's very difficult for the wolf to come and attack it. So this is one of the reasons why we have the salah with jama'at. Because we as Muslims, naturally our iman fluctuates. And it's part of our aqidah, it's part of our belief. If you read any book of aqidah, one of the lessons that we learn is al-imanu yazidu wa yanqus. Iman, it increases and it decreases. It fluctuates. A person's status, a person's level of iman is constantly rising and dropping. So this is why it's very, very important that we stay attached to the other Muslims. We stay attached to the community of the Muslims. It boosts a person's faith. It keeps a person motivated. It keeps a person confident. It keeps a person in positive spirits. So, alhamdulillah, in this month of Ramadan, the whole purpose of the month of Ramadan, like Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. That the whole purpose of this month of Ramadan and what we're trying to acquire through this month of Ramadan is taqwa, God consciousness, piety. So there are many aspects of piety. There are many aspects of taqwa, of piety. One of the things Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi mentions, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi mentions in Ihya ulumuddin, when he categorizes the fasting person into different categories, he says you have the fast of the normal person, as-sawmul awam, the fast of the normal person. And he says the normal person's fast is that he doesn't eat, he doesn't drink, and he doesn't have intercourse. 3 things that he stays away from, and this is his fast. And then he says you have the fast of the abrar, of the pious people. And then he says you have the fast of the muqarrabin. So he says there are 3 levels of sawm, 3 levels of fasting. He said the fast of the abrar does not just mean that you stay away from food, drink, and intercourse. Rather, he says, the fast of the Abrar includes that you stay away from every form of sin that a person can commit with their body. Outwardly, a person stays away from all of those sins. This is the fast of the Abrar. So the Abrar, remember, you have the normal person, and then you have Abrar. Abrar means pious. In the Quran, when Allah Ta'ala talks about Abrar, إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ. Indeed, the pious people are in Jannah. So Abrar, you translate as pious people. But then you have Muqarrabeen. Muqarrabeen are those servants of Allah who are extremely close to Him. Very, very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are higher than the Abrar. Remember, like I mentioned yesterday in the lesson as well, that even in terms of how close a person is to Allah, there are levels, there are stages, there are statuses. Sometimes a person knows exactly what level he is on. It's like, for example, I mentioned yesterday about Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, that he is the Siddiq of this ummah. And he is the Siddiq. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him the Siddiq. You are the Siddiq. And it's a maqam. It's a particular status. That's why in the Quran Allah Ta'ala says, صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاء وَالصَّالِحِينَ. That Allah Ta'ala tells us to do dua when we ask Allah Ta'ala for hidayah, for guidance. We ask Allah, oh Allah, guide us the same way you guided the prophets and the siddiqs and the martyrs and the pious people. So there are different maqams, there are different statuses. So you have the pious people and then you have the muqarrabeen. And the muqarrabeen, those who are very close to Allah Ta'ala, they're not allowed to make the smallest mistake. When they make the smallest mistake, they're dropped from their status. They're dropped from that close position that they enjoy with Allah Ta'ala. And many times the muqarrab person knows that they are muqarrab. They know. And this is why, this is a very controversial topic, because some people don't accept it. But there's a hadith narrated by Imam Abu Dawood rahmatullahi alayhi, that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, on the authority of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, that he mentions that when near the end of times, and it's mentioned by other Sahaba as well, that when Imam al-Mahdi rahimahullah alayhi salam will come to this dunya, then Imam al-Mahdi will be performing, nobody will recognize Imam al-Mahdi. Who is Imam al-Mahdi? The person that will come towards the end of time. His name, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, his name will be the same as my name, his father's name will be the same as my father's name, his mother's name will be the same as my mother's name. So it'll be a person called Muhammad, his father's name will be Abdullah, his mother's name will be Amina. And Imam al-Mahdi will know that he is Imam al-Mahdi. He will know this. See, again, this is the maqam Allah has given him. He will know that he is the Mahdi. But because of his tawadu and his humility, he will not want to show himself to the people, that I am the one. Because the Muslims are going to be going through a lot of difficulties and trials and tribulations. There'll be wars and battles. There'll be a very difficult time. So the Muslims will be looking for a leader to lead them. But Imam al-Mahdi will not want to show himself. But as he will be doing tawaf around the Kaaba, the hadith mentions that the Abdal of Sham, the 40 Abdal of Sham will be there, of Syria, and they will recognize him. And they will bring him out and they will give bay'ah to him, pledge allegiance to him on his hand. So this Abdal, right? So it's a very controversial topic, but it's just to explain my point. Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullahi alayhi, one of the great scholars of hadith in Mirqatul Mafatih, which is the explanation of the famous book of hadith Mishkat, he mentions that the scholars say there are many different levels of saints, many different levels. And there are some people who are known as the secret, hidden people that Allah Ta'ala has created. And remember, this world is filled with human beings, billions of us. How many of us are very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There are certain people whom Allah Ta'ala has given such a special status to. So we have this hadith, لا تقوم الساعة حتى لا يقال في الأرض الله الله. That this dunya will continue to exist as long as there is a single person who says Allah Allah on this earth. And Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. O you have brought iman, have taqwa and stay with the pious people. So the ulama say they will always be pious people, because the Quran says, oh, you have brought iman, have taqwa and stay with the pious people, which means that till the day of Qiyamah they will always be very pious people. You need to find them, you need to stay with them, you need to benefit from them. So there are these stages of awliya of Allah. The highest ones, they mentioned the Qutb, and then the Ghawth, and then the Abdal, and then the Nuqaba, Nujaba. Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullahi is a very big muhaddith. One of the main students of Ibn al-Hajar al-Haythami rahimahullah, he mentions that I have heard this from my shaykh and from my ustad and from many of my, that all of these people exist. And they are the saints of Allah Ta'ala, through whom Allah Ta'ala keeps the whole universe in existence, through whose blessings Allah Ta'ala keeps everything alive. So these are the muqarrab servants. Junayd al-Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi, he mentions that hasanatul abrar sayyiatul muqarrabin. Sometimes something an abrar does, a pious person does. An abrar, a pious person, makes a mistake. Or he does something which is good. But if the muqarrab person, someone who is the close saint of Allah, was to do that, he'd be in danger, he'd be in trouble straight away. He's not allowed to make even the smallest mistake, because Allah has given him a maqam, a position. And the consequence of this position is that he is fully, fully aware of every single action he does. So Imam Al-Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi in Ihya Ulumuddin, he mentions that the level of the pious, of the abrar, when they fast, is that they make an extra effort that no guna, no sin happens from their outer limbs. From their hands they don't do any sin. From their feet they don't do any sin. Through their eyes they don't commit any sin. Through their tongue they don't commit any sin. He says, but the muqarrab people, it's not just this. This is part, they have to do this anyway. But even their heart, for a second, cannot be turned away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the level of their fast. That when they fast, not only is it that their whole body does not commit sin, but even in their heart, for a second, there cannot be any ghaflat. There cannot be any negligence of Allah. If there is, then their maqam is taken away from them. Their stage is taken away from them. So you see, this is the, and these people truly take the benefit of Ramadan. When Ramadan comes, it's like they go into the deep end of the swimming pool and they don't want to come out. They want to stay there. They don't want to talk to people. They don't want to talk to people. They don't want to waste their time. They don't want to do any futile activities because they truly appreciate, what is this month? What is this month? It's the mehman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a guest of Allah, which comes just once a year. And if a person undervalues the guest of Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala will not send the guest back to his house. It's like if a guest comes to my house and I disrespect them, and I don't be hospitable towards them, will the guest come back to my house? No, he won't. Similarly, this Ramadan is the mehman, is the daif, is the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala sends this guest to our house. If we do not utilize the month of Ramadan properly, and we do not benefit from the month of Ramadan, and our actions are as negligent as they were before Ramadan and throughout the rest of the year, then we will never take the blessings of the month of Ramadan. You see, one of the most important things is to stay away from sins. The ulama say, look, if you struggle to do lots of tilawat of Quran, recitation of Quran, if you struggle to recite, read lots of salah and give lots of charity or any of this, the most important thing is stay away from sin. Stay away from sin. Okay, stay away from sin. The sin of the eyes, the sin of the tongue. The sins of the eyes and the sins of the tongue are the two main sins that a person does on a daily basis. The tongue, because our tongue is unbridled, we don't control what we say, we don't think before we speak. And then unfortunately we accumulate so much guna, so much sins by talking. Imam Rajab al-Hanbali, rahmatullahi alayhi, Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, in his book Lataif al-Ma'arif, he mentions that a hadith that once, on one occasion, two women came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they were complaining that fasting was very difficult for them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called them near, and then he told them to vomit. He made them vomit. As they were vomiting, they said, the Sahaba said, Ya Rasul, they haven't eaten anything, they've been fasting. He said, no, tell them to vomit. As they were vomiting buckets, buckets of meat, meat. So the Sahaba was surprised and shocked. These two women have been fasting. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they've been fasting as if they've been starving themselves, but they've been breaking their fast with the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by talking bad about other people, sitting there all day, gossip, 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 gossip. This person, that person, she, he, they, all them. So when a person does all of this, then the reward of fasting is totally, is taken away. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, رُبَّ صَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ صِيَامِهِ إِلَّا الْجُوعِ. Many a fasting person gets nothing from his fast except for hunger. And many a person who eats food, he's eating food, but he gets the reward of a fasting person. In Sunan al-Tirmidhi, Rasulullah, there's a hadith mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "At-ta'imu shakir fi darajati as-sa'imi as-sabir." If a person eats food But his shukar guzar is grateful when eating food. He gets the reward of fasting and being patient upon the hunger of fasting. Gets the same reward. Because Allah doesn't care if you starve yourself. And Allah doesn't care if you fill your bellies. It doesn't make a difference to Allah. What makes a difference is you. If you go hungry and you read tahajjud and you read namaz, but you're breaking all the huquq of the servants, you're talking bad about other people, you're attacking everybody, does Allah want anything to do with you? Because you are going against all of the principles. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-khalqu iyalullah, the entire creation is the family of Allah. The best of Allah, the best of humans in the sight of Allah are those who treat His creation the best. The more controlled we are, the more disciplined we are in Ramadan, especially with our tongue and with our eyes, the more a person will benefit from this month of Ramadan. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and the ability. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah, bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله